Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and we're at the Plus D&O Conference in New York City. I'm speaking today to Paul Gilberto, Head of Management Liability, private nonprofit for Zurich Insurance. Paul, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Paul, how would you characterize the current pricing capacity environment for private D&O?
The private D&O marketplace is very competitive right now. I think you'll hear in this conference that there's a lot of hope for stability in the public company market, but private remains very competitive. Terms and conditions are expanding, pricing is down, and capacity remains abundant. While there are new players in the private company D&O market deploying capacity, what we found is that the majority of the competition is coming from legacy players, and there's really a couple of reasons for that. One, you know, our pricing environment stopped firming and stabilized in 2022, so I think a lot of carriers are still trying to take advantage of that marketplace and take share in what they view perhaps as a higher rate environment. The second is that, you know, coming out of the hard market, a lot of financial lines portfolios experience a lot of volatility, you know, given their concentrations perhaps to public company into cyber. And while private firm during that environment, we definitely did not have the level of volatility that you saw in the public markets. You know, private markets, private portfolios, if constructed properly, can provide more stable earnings over time and reduce the overall volatility of a financial lines portfolio if it becomes a greater share of the pie. So you're seeing a lot of companies make that investment now, and now they're trying to realize that investment. So that would be one. Two is you know, really the lack of M&A. We talk a lot at this conference about IPOs or lack thereof, but in private, you know, a lot of driver of transactional deal flow into our inboxes and into our coffers comes in the form of mergers and acquisitions. And coming off what was a record year in 2021 for M&A, the M&A environment has been very sluggish for the last 3 years, and that tends to cause competitors to, you know, more aggressively compete for each other's existing business. So I would say those are the drivers right now.
Are those trends that we should expect to continue? And if not, what would force any changes?
Yeah, no, I think there is an expectation that hopefully the deal environment will be better in 2025 than it was in 2024. But, you know, as I stand here today in March of 25, I'm not really seeing any behavior change in the industry. Generally, you need a catalyst, a loss driver of some sort that can be frequency and severity combined with premium decreases. But generally, you're looking for a catalyst. If I'm looking for one, I might pose it as this, right? You know, pre-pandemic, there was a long-term trend in frequency and severity of loss in the private D&O space. And it was increasing over time, right? And then the pandemic hit, and there was a expectation of widespread business failures, bankruptcies, spikes in unemployment that would drive EPL losses. And when the government, you know, kind of flooded the market with stimulus, the Fed cut interest rates to zero, a lot of that calamity didn't happen. And actually what you saw in 21 and 22 was our frequency of claims and our claims inventory decreased. It decreased in both years. So those will be pretty good years for the private D&O marketplace. But, you know, in 2023, coming out of that environment, you saw, you know, higher interest rates as the Fed rose rates aggressively. You saw higher inflation hit businesses. And you saw people return to the office, which drove an increase in EPL frequency. So you kind of saw those pre-pandemic trends come right back in 23. And then all of our measures for frequency are up in 2024 as well. So, you know, that combined with 2 years of aggressive softening and pricing, I think has an opportunity to get carriers to look a little bit differently at risk selection and pricing in this marketplace.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Paul, are there any emerging risks that either you or your client should be concerned about as we move through 2025?
Yeah, definitely. You know, for private companies are especially sensitive to interest rate risk, right? So You know, going back to the time period again, 2021, the Fed cut rates to a very low rate, to a near zero interest rate environment. And during that time, private companies, both sponsored and unsponsored private companies, took on a tremendous amount of debt, right, to finance their operations, to get through COVID, to invest, to make acquisitions. And then in 22, the Fed began raising rates very aggressively, and they raised them 11 times over the course of 2 years. And, you know, for private companies, the majority of private companies and 100% of sponsored companies are issued debt on a floating rate basis. This is not like a blue chip public company that locks in fixed rates at a low rate in a low interest rate environment. So as interest rates tick higher, so too does the, you know, the interest on those outstanding loans. And we've seen a lot more private companies become more capital constrained as their cash flows have been eaten up by interest payments and by other things like inflation, which is a very big driver in the last few years. So, and the interesting thing is that a lot of that debt that was issued back during that time is now coming due today. And you're starting to see the real world impact of that. I kind of buried the lead on this, but bankruptcies were at a 14-year high in 2024. And they rose to a level not seen since 2010 in the wake of the financial crisis. So while credit remains abundant for private companies right now, really maybe more than ever before because of the rise of private credit funds and other financing vehicles of that sort, we do expect bankruptcies to remain high. And for private company D&O portfolios, we expect loss costs from those bankruptcies to rise, you know, in 25 and beyond.
Interesting. Paul Gilberto, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us
today. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And from Plus D&O in New York City, I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.